This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin, and it's Wednesday, the 8th of May.
Jazzy Boy, the federal government has given a sneak peek of its upcoming budget, which will be targeting cost of living relief. Goodbye to HECS indexation, and hello to $3 billion in student debt wiped out.
And plenty more to come as well. Can't wait, B-man. The RBA has just met for its third cash rate meeting for 2024, and this one was a bit of a curly one with inflation. After two cash pauses, the RBA has decided to pause once again and keep the cash rate at 4.35%. And we do a whole deep dive in the Flux app with why they're paused and how this impacts you. So make sure to check out the Flux app for all the juicy content.
Three very pausey stories today, Jazzy Boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Invato, the Australian tech company, has been sold for over $370 million in one of the largest tech exits in Australian history.
This is a large exit, if you ask me, B-man, so tell me more.
Invato was founded back in 2006 by a husband and wife duo.
And like all good tech stories, it was started in the garage of the Bondi founder's house.
Now, Jazzy Boy, the idea behind Invato is that you can get access to a whole range of creative assets.
Think stock photos, graphic design templates, audio, even fonts.
You can buy these creative assets as one-offs, or a membership to Invato can get you access to all of it.
And B-man, although Invato doesn't get the same spotlight as other big tech companies in Australia, it's generated more than $1.3 billion in earnings since it launched.
And has scaled to more than 2 million annual customers.
But now, the founders have sold the business to Shutterstock, the largest stock photography company in the whole darn universe.
And they sold it for a pretty penny, may I add. We're talking 372 million buckaroonies.
Not bad considering the husband, the wife, and the brother owned the whole business.
That's right. Throughout the journey, they completely bootstrapped the business.
So what is the key learning here?
Bootstrapping a business enables founders to shape successful businesses and exit on their very own terms.
Invato is self-funded and relied on its own profits for growth rather than external funding.
And by not raising any capital, Invato was forced to be resourceful and focus on building a genuinely sustainable business that was profitable from its very early days.
Get this, B-man. It generated nearly $29 million in net profit just last financial year.
Wow. Compare that to companies like Atlassian or Canva or Campaign Monitor, who have raised hundreds of millions of dollars.
And took years to become profitable, if ever.
And Jazzy Boy, without external investors, Invato's founders and owners were able to choose their own path.
They became a B Corp.
They even shared their annual profits with their staff.
And while the route to growth may be a bit slower, it also offers the founders a chance to maintain autonomy.
And potentially reap larger rewards in the long run.
For our second story, Novo Nordisk, the pharmaceutical company behind the diabetes/weight loss drug Ozempic, has reported better than expected first quarter results.
Cooking up profits, slimming down waistlines, tell me more.
Well, B-man, Novo Nordisk is the Danish pharma company that's been kicking around since 1923.
And Jazzy Boy, it's fair to say they were just ticking things over until more recently.
Yep, Novo Nordisk developed a diabetes drug called Ozempic.
And while it helped people manage type 2 diabetes, it had another side effect. It helped people lose bucket loads of weight.
And B-man, the growth of the diabetes and weight loss drug has made Novo Nordisk the most valuable company in Europe by market capitalization.
And Novo Nordisk will not stop, yep. Jazzy Boy.
Despite all the expectations in the world now, Novo Nordisk has smashed their first quarter profit expectations.
Yep, it reported more than $4.5 billion in revenue for the first quarter.
And it was limited by a lack of more supply.
Yep, they literally had to restrict supply of certain doses just to cope with demand.
And B-man, that is why competitor brands like Eli Lilly are starting to offer similar weight loss drugs to fill this demand.
These two companies have bigger beef than Kendrick and Drake.
And this is also forcing Novo Nordisk to drop their drug prices after price skimming for a little while.
You love a little R&B reference, Jazzy Boy, so I'm wondering, what is the key learning here?
Price skimming is a strategy where a company initially charges high prices for a unique product to maximize their early profits when there is little competition.
And Jazzy Boy, price skimming has allowed Novo Nordisk to quickly recoup its research and development investments.
Because Ozempic became the hottest thing in Hollywood and everywhere around the world.
And as the product gains popularity, and then it will gain competitors like Eli Lilly, the market landscape will ultimately shift.
And these new competitors often undercut the existing prices to attract new customers.
And this leads to a more competitive pricing environment.
Better for consumers in the long run.
For our third and final story, media giant Paramount Global is in talks with Sony over a potential buyout that could be worth $39 billion. after a failed negotiation with another potential buyer.
Is this a Hollywood love story in the making, B-Man? What is the story here?
Okay, Jazzy Boy, Paramount Global is the media and entertainment conglomerate that operates in over 180 countries.
It owns Nickelodeon, MTV, as well as Paramount Pictures, which is behind Titanic, Transformers, Mission Impossible.
And little old Network 10 here in Australia.
I think they try to forget about that one. But B-Man, Paramount Global has been looking for a new owner recently.
In fact, it has now kicked off conversations with Sony Pictures and a private equity firm named Apollo Global Management for a $39 billion takeover.
But this isn't the only deal that Paramount's got on the table.
Yeah, Paramount's been shopping around for a deal as it basically struggles to keep up with other streaming giants.
In fact, B-Man, Paramount was in exclusive negotiations with Skydance, an American production company.
But that 30-day negotiation window, it expired without a deal being closed.
And now Sony has stepped into the negotiating arena.
Uh-huh, so what is the key learning here?
An exclusive negotiation period is when a buyer is guaranteed a period of time where the seller can't engage with other buyers.
Now, this period usually lasts between 30 and 60 days, but can go up to 120 days or more in extreme cases.
The idea behind this is to give the two parties time and space to negotiate the complexities of these big deals.
Without distractions or pressure from other parties for the seller, i.e. Paramount.
And B-Man, it means extra time for the buyer, like Skydance, to do its due diligence.
But, when that exclusive window does expire without an agreement, it's anyone's game.
And that's what's allowed Sony to swoop in with an offer, which has raised the stakes on this deal. Fluxam, the RBA has such a massive impact on all of our lives, from raising cash rates to pausing cash rates, and hopefully in the future, dropping them as well. We do a whole deep dive in the Flux app explaining the importance of the RBA and what it means for you as a borrower and a saver.
So download the Flux app if you want to learn all of that and more.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.